All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, January 27th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a six-game NBA main slate. We have a 10-game NHL main slate, and then we have some League of Legends action later this evening as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. A little late start to the show today. Apologies about that. Have some things going on internally that need to get addressed, but all that is said and done. We are here and I am ready to answer some questions. Snowland said, hello, what's going on? Have some questions queued up here. So we are going to jump right in. Got the NBA main slate pulled up. And first question of the day, I run 500 lineups on starter. I play 200 plus lineups on the settings instead of avoid duplicates. Can I limit duplicate lineups to say 25? So can you do this? I think the answer is no. What we're talking about here is when you come into the templates and you go to settings, and I think we're talking about avoid duplicates across lineup groups. Now, that being said, I think even if you are playing 200 entries and 500 lineups, I don't think you're going to get the same lineup 25 times. Like, well, one, you would have to be playing 25 different contests. And you would have to not be using portfolio diversification. So those are like the big things here, right? Because like what would happen? Say I have two groups of 20 lineups. And I need to make a second group. Okay, there it is. All right, so I make two groups, right? So if I have avoid duplicates across lineup groups off, and let's say I sorted these by something static, like projected score, for instance. Well, because the toggle is off, I would get the same 20 lineups in both groups. If I had the toggle on, I would get the top 20 in the top group. And then I would get 21 through 40th highest projected lineups in the second group. Because when the toggle is on, I can't reuse the 20 lineups that were used previously, right? So I think that has like a big part to do with it. If you want it, if you're playing more than 25 contests and you're, say, sorting them like this, you're leaving it off, what you could do, What you could do is you could have two different builds where in like one build, you're like, hey, I'm okay with duplicates across these set of contests. And then in my build two, maybe I have different groups with different contests where I don't want to have duplicates, and then I can turn the toggle on within that group. So I think that is probably the only way to go about it. I would probably be inclined to go with the two build approach if you want to be specific in how many times a lineup gets used in total. So I think that might be your best option to begin exploring. So give that a shot. Let me know if there's any follow-up But those are my initial thoughts. Next question. When running Saber Sim for large field tournaments, should I adjust the pool to 500 from 5,000? Not sure what the best way is to filter down to get better lineups, not an NBA fan at all. Okay. So, is this the end of the question? Okay, yeah, it is. Okay, so first thing, there's a couple different things I think is worth addressing here. Number one is your pool of lineups that you can build is going to differ depending on whether you are on starter or ultimate, right? The user who asked this question is on ultimate. They can build up to 5,000 lineups. You always want to build the maximum number of lineups that your plan allows. The reason for that is that we do not build your first lineup. Like, we don't build your best lineup first, and then your second best lineup, and then your third best lineup, et cetera, et cetera. Your lineups all get generated from randomly sampling the sims. We put your lineups from the builder into the pool, and then your lineups get graded there. So in an extreme example, your last created lineup could be your best lineup after we actually grade it, because they were all generated randomly. So for that reason, you always want to build as many lineups as your plan allows so you can get good lineups on the other side, right? Now, once your lineups are in the pool, what we recommend is uploading an entry file. This is going to tell us how many contests you're playing and how many lineups you're playing. Let's say you're playing a 20 max and a 150 max. We would recommend using either one of these three kind of default templates. We have a bunch that we do for examples here on the show and stuff. I'm not even sure we need these right now. But this is how it'll look by default. Now, if you've never really used an optimizer, you never even begun to think of what a CSV file is prior to using SaberSim, I think Direct Fill is the simplest one to start with. It's going to give you one group with all of your contests, and it's going to give you the total number of lineups equal to entries. So if you're playing a 150 max and a 20 max, it's going to give you 170 lineups because you have 170 entries. It's going to give you one group. I think this is the simplest place to start. Diversity is also going to be set to portfolio by default. Portfolio is our recommended sorting metric for lineups. It performs best in the backtesting. It is our most intelligent way of picking contests. I would stick with portfolio. Now, you need to upload an entry file in order to use portfolio. If you're not uploading an entry file, Uniques One and SaberScore is another fine option. Portfolio is using SaberScore, but it's not just giving you the top SaberScore straight down. It's figuring out which lineups based on SaberScore play the best together. So if you need two lineups, it might play your first SaberScore and your third and skip your second, because it understands that the third lineup complements the first lineup better than the second one, ranked one, does. That's effectively what portfolio is doing. So we recommend portfolio diversity. And if I had to recommend a template to start with, I would recommend Direct Fill. So upload an entry file, use Direct Fill template. It's going to give you one group, lineups equal to your total entries, and use portfolio diversity. That is going to be the best starting point for building and selecting good lineups. And just one last note, you know, if you're not a fan of NBA, like it's okay not to play it. There are a lot of sports in the DFS lobby even this time of year. You know, there is hockey. You can experiment with hockey. We just got finished with a tennis tournament. There is League of Legends. We have NASCAR a couple weeks away. We have MLB around the corner. There's still MMA. There's still golf. Only one NFL game left this season, but I think there are a lot of weekly sports. There are a lot of other sports to experiment with. And if you're not a fan of NBA, you know, what is playing NBA going to do? It's just going to make you enjoy DFS less. And if you'd rather wait till the weekend and play MMA every weekend or play golf and MMA, you know, you build lineups on Wednesdays for the Thursday tournament, you build lineups Saturday morning for the Saturday card, right? Stuff like that. I think that you can find other sports to play where you potentially enjoy them more. So, DFS for many people is a form of entertainment and try and make a little money on the side. And so don't dilute your experience by forcing yourself to play something you do not want to. All right, next question. How do you decide what lineup would be the best to play for a single entry? Do you just take the top Saber score lineup mostly, or is there another strategy? Thank you. Good question. Why don't we generate some lineups and we can discuss this? Think I skipped a question. Okay, I did. I will circle back to that one. I missed one. My bad. But we're going to keep it going with this one. All right, so we're building some lineups. Going to talk about kind of selecting a lineup, picking one out that you want to play. And we're just waiting for this build to finish. Okay. So we're in the post build here, right? So when you need one lineup, right, it's going to look like this kind of out of the gate. It'll just say one lineup. It'll give you one lineup. A couple things with this, right? So we just talked about portfolio diversity. Well, portfolio, what it does, it always gives you the top Saber score lineup. So whether you sort or top ROI lineup or whatever metric, if it's portfolio plus, it's ROI. If it's portfolio, it's Saber score. It's going to give you the top one first. So if you need one lineup, what I would recommend is I would probably just switch over to Unique's one. And I think it is a good thing to kind of look at a couple different lineups and see how they're see if you like one better, right? So like if I need one lineup, I'll look at the top 10, the top 20 if I want, and I'll compare them, right? So maybe I like viewing them in this row format. Maybe I like to look at the Saber scores. I like to look at the projection, kind of at like a snapshot, the ownership, right? This is like one way you can do it and kind of sift through these. Maybe you like the lineup characteristics more, right? If you're a characteristic kind of macro person, I think that compact view can make a lot of sense. If you care a little bit more about like the players in the lineup, right? I think the turning off compact lineup view and viewing the lineups in this expanded format can make more sense. And then if you drag this lineup card out, you can see more than one lineup at a time, right? Maybe I like to come through here and I like to look at the lineups. I like to look at the players and I can effectively hand pick one that I like. You know, okay, let's say I like this number six lineup more. Okay, great. I lock the lineup and then I change my number of lineups back to one. And then now I have that locked lineup as the lineup I'm going to take with me into my contest. So I think when you need one lineup, if you have no opinions, okay, cool. Just like take the top Saber score. If you are a little bit more opinionated, look at the top 10, 20 lineups and literally just pick one that feels the best, right? That you're comfortable playing. So, and then you lock it, you lower that number of lineups back down to one, and then it prioritizes the lineup you have chosen. All right, next question. Pretty consistently, my builds with multiple contest entries are coming up with my best lineup showing up in the lower stakes and my higher stakes contest not hitting at all. Granted, the higher stakes are entered with less volume, but still not hitting at all is a bit frustrating. Is the only way to avoid this to run them all in one group with random fill settings? So this question, you know, obviously frustrating, right? We all want to win the big prize and things like that. I think you alluded to this a little bit, right? You're like, yeah, you know, maybe I'm playing 20 in the big one, but I'm playing 5 in the smaller one, right? That definitely has a part to play with it. Another part to play could be the strength of those fields, right? If the competition is a little bit worse in the lower stakes stuff and you are finishing higher, but maybe you don't finish as high as if you're playing the high stakes stuff or something like that, right? It's another thing, just like kind of keep in mind. I would say that, and maybe not everyone will like this answer, but I think it's okay. If finishing higher in the lower stakes stuff bothers you so much, just literally stop playing the lower stakes stuff. And I know that's kind of like against our general advice here, right? Like play low stakes. You want to play where the sharks can't play, all of that. Like that's great, you know, and that's true. That is our baseline advice. What I'm saying is that if all of that still doesn't matter to you and it hurts you more to have the winning lineup in a dime time rather than the 5 lineups you put into the zone or something like that, then, you know, just avoid the dime time. And then maybe you get, you know, you put one more entry into the zone, right? Like you literally could do that. I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm saying you can, if it bothers you enough. I think the best thing that you can do is make sure that your groups are sorted where the contest that you care about the most is at the top and the contests that you care about less are lower on the list, which it should do automatically by sorting by dollars per entry. Or you can change it to fees if you like. If you click this, when there's multiple groups, it'll reorder them. I think if you do that, you're doing the right thing. Because the other way of looking at it, right, is like, well, if I didn't play that lower stakes contest, then I actually would have just lost. Because if I was playing a 20 max, for instance, say I'm playing 20 in the flagship. If I'm only playing 20 in the flagship, this is going to get my best lineups. If I'm playing 20 in the dime, these get, you know, say the second best lineups. Well, if these just aren't here, well, then I would have just lost in the top. So at least I did myself a favor by playing the additional 20 and I won more money and netted better than I would have, right? Like that's kind of the recommended view. But if you come at it from the other view I explained, well, like then just get rid of this 20 and then use that money to enter, you know, a couple more lineups in the other one, right? So if we knew what was going to be your highest scoring lineup every single time, we would obviously want to put that in the top contest. We don't, and we do our best to estimate that over a large sample size. At the end of the day, the slates only play once. It's unfortunate. I think if you do it enough times, those lineups are going to fall into the right contests. That'll grow your bankroll, allow you to enter more lineups into the stuff you care about more, and then you'll find those lineups falling into place more and more often. But you do have to scale kind of slowly there as you build your bankroll. So definitely a experience I think very many people are familiar with. And I would say just keep at it. It is good that you are building strong lineups and you are seeing them in your contest, I think that is a positive sign overall. All right. Next question. When filling lineups, does Contest Sims choose portfolio rank 1 through 150 or mixing it up? Yeah, we talked about this a little bit. So Portfolio Plus, which is what is on Ultimate, uses ROI. Portfolio on Starter uses Saber score. So that is like the primary metric that we are optimizing around. It's a little bit easier to kind of understand this in compact view. So let's say I'm using Unique's 1 Saber score. So in Saber score, with Saber score ranked by Unique's 1, you're literally just getting the top Saber scores straight down. With portfolio, what happens is that Saber Sim looks at all these lineups and says, hey, maybe lineup 1 complements or lineup number 4 complements lineup number 1 better. So then if I needed 2 lineups, it would play 1-4 and skip 2-3. And then maybe it goes 1-4-3. And it's like, okay, well, third lineup's still good, but it should come after 4. And then maybe second lineup is still good, but it comes after 5. And so the Saber score ranks are out of order. The portfolio ranks are different. So it's, think of the Saber score or the ROI as the primary metric it is considering, but then it's intelligently picking which lineups to play together. All right. Next question. Is filtering your lineup pool by Saber score good or bad to get the best possible lineups? I think it's totally okay to come into your lineup pool, especially on Starter, and use a filter that says show lineups with Saber score greater than 0, just to simply get rid of those ones and only consider positive Saber score lineups. I think that is a perfectly fine thing to do. And I would say that I would actually probably recommend it. The only concern is if you're like that user from earlier who's playing 200 plus lineups, well, you might need to open it up a little bit to get enough lineups in your pool, or you could consider using multiple builds. But that's the only consideration, is how many lineups are left in your pool after setting that filter. All right. Looks like we are all caught up. Appreciate you guys tuning in even after the late start. I will be back tomorrow, normal time, 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.